Today on the Trending 55 Hot, so we're pleased to be joined on the line by Heather Sweet. She is the NDP Shadow Minister for Agriculture and also the MLA for Edmonton Manning. I guess, first of all, Heather, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's always good to be on here.
All right, first thing I want to talk about here is obviously we had the provincial budget come out last week, and there's been a lot of discussion points for various people across the province. Why don't we kind of start with what were kind of some of the first kind of main reactions for you coming out of that?
Well, I think, you know, everybody that I'm talking to is talking about the deficit, a $9.4 billion deficit, second deficit in a row, is a bad indication about the future of our fiscal responsibility in the province. I would also say that as someone that focuses on making sure that our rural economies are strong and our rural communities are vibrant, I don't see a significant amount of investment going into rural Alberta. And in fact, I would say that this budget has now made life more expensive for rural Albertans and has really increased the input costs for most of our agriculture producers.
One thing in particular that seems to be interesting is the effect of oil prices. Certainly we know how much that can potentially affect Alberta's economy, the prices of oil, and obviously with the international events, shall we say, in Iran recently, that also has had a bit of an impact on oil prices around the world. I guess what kind of things are kind of you interested about when it comes to sort of the impacts of oil prices on, you know, Alberta's sort of fiscal standing, if you will?
Yeah, and I think that's our biggest problem, is that we have become so reliant on our oil production and our oil prices that our budget is just completely volatile at this point. We may see a little bit of an improvement in the fiscal situation of the deficit, because we're obviously with oil going up right now, we're going to make a little bit of money off of it. But it speaks to a bigger problem, which is the fact that our budget is so reliant on that volatility that one day we can be doing really well and the next day we're not. So we really need to focus on that diversification conversation. How do we build more infrastructure? How do we attract more investment? And how do we look at diversifying our economy so that not only do we have a strong oil and gas sector, but we're able to weather these fluctuations in the market at a much better rate?
One thing you mentioned earlier was about money for rural communities. Actually, a little while ago, was the Rural Municipalities of Alberta had come out and said, look, you know, a lot of our smaller municipalities don't have the big population bases that we can only get so much tax revenue for. And meantime, we've got all of our needs, particularly when it comes to infrastructure, some things need sort of upgraded, built, those sorts of things. What kind of things do you hope to see happen for some of the more smaller rural communities to try and help them out?
Well, and I think this is the piece, right, is that now the budget, the provincial budget, is tied to municipal budget. So when we take on a deficit, the municipality's finances also decrease. So what's going to happen is we're going to see property taxes and education taxes go up, and that's going to impact all of our producers across the province and everybody living, obviously, in our centers too. But it also is going to have some significant impact on our infrastructure. We just saw that the Rural Municipalities Association came out and said they don't believe that they're going to be able to have the revenue to maintain the roadworks that we need to be able to maintain. Well, we've got heavy harvesting equipment traveling on many of those roads, and we need to make sure that those roads are safe. So the government really needs to do an analysis on our networks and make sure that we're funding that infrastructure for those municipalities so that our roadways are safe, that our water is being able to be managed, and that investment is still being done, even at a time when municipalities' budgets are being cut by this province.
And when touching on the agricultural angle, I know some projections are projecting too much growth, if you will, in the agricultural economy in Alberta. And you mentioned earlier there's the impacts of the input costs just for farmers to, you know, get the crops to the ground and whatnot. Then there's, kind of hoping Mother Nature decides to play nice, if you will. But what are kind of some things that you'd like to see happen when it comes to helping agriculture in the province here?
One of the things that I think is a great opportunity is looking at our Indigenous partnerships with the Indigenous Corporation Fund, where we can be working with First Nations communities to look at maybe developing some value-added agriculture closer to our producers. I think there's also a great opportunity with our value-added tax credit that also exists, which we could be also leveraging to start attracting more value-added production in the province. There's many opportunities that are being explored by many of our commodity groups that really want to look at that value add. And they're just hoping that the government will step up and help them with it. I think the other piece that needs to be acknowledged, too, is that for us to invest this attraction into rural Alberta, the municipalities need that infrastructure. They need to be able to build places where there's water lines and there's power hookup and all those commercial set up so that they can actually build those fractionators or build those processing plants. And so it has to be a global conversation between the province, municipalities, and other commodity groups to talk about what do we want to attract here and where can we expand on those markets. And I think there's so much opportunity for us to do that here in the province, and I just wish the government would step up and take advantage of those opportunities.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here, the Trending 55 hot seat, we'd like to add a little personal question to the politicians or people, too. I know a lot of areas of the province have been had another little dose of winter earlier this week, but we do know that spring will be coming up soon. You know, maybe the snow melting, temperatures getting warmer. You'll get some people interested in some different activities during the springtime. What about you? What are kind of some spring activities you're looking forward to get to?
So I'm getting really excited. I can't wait for the ground to thaw so I can plant my garden and get my veggies growing and spend some good time outside. I have a Malinois and also a Siberian Husky. So we're going to be spending a lot of time outside trying to burn off that energy.
And hopefully get some good time for that. I've had my experiences with dogs before. They certainly like going outdoors. But anyhow, Heather Sweet, the NDP Shadow Minister for Agriculture and the MLA for Edmonton Manning. Thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you so much.